AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports on a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas.
Leaders from the U.S. and Middle East say Israel and Hamas have agreed to a ceasefire deal in Gaza, in Qatar.
This deal will bring us peace.
And at the White House.
Fighting in Gaza will stop, and soon the hostages will return home to their families.
President Biden says that includes Americans Hamas took during the October attack on Israel. The announcement set off celebrations in Tel Aviv and Gaza. Qatar says the ceasefire will take effect Sunday, with hostages freed in stages. The president says the ceasefire will stay in place as long as Israel and Hamas keep talking about a long-term truce. Israel has not announced a deal, but says it hopes details will be finalized tonight. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The AP's Haya Pinjwani reports on Trump's Transportation Secretary pick, Sean Duffy.
Transportation Secretary nominee Sean Duffy promised not to interfere in ongoing agency investigations into Elon Musk's electric car company if confirmed to head the department. Duffy said that he'll allow the Department of Transportation to follow the evidence regarding Tesla and not interfere, even in the face of political pressure to do so. A big Donald Trump ally, Musk has repeatedly clashed with the agency. Duffy's decisions at the Transportation Department will have a direct impact on profits not only at Tesla, but Musk's rocket company, SpaceX, which has billions of dollars of federal contracts with the agency. The Transportation Department has occasionally fined the company for violations, including over $630,000 last year for alleged safety violations during two Florida launches. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on movie award nominations in the UK.
Conclave leads the race for the British Academy Film Awards, BAFTA. Conclave is a thriller set at the Vatican.
What if I know in my heart that I am not worthy?
You are more worthy than any of us.
I'm not.
Well, then tell your supporters not to vote for you, to pass the chalice.
It has 12 nominations. BAFTA's Sarah Putt says this doesn't mean Conclave is going to win 12 awards.
It's closely followed by several others, by Emilio Perez, by The Brutalist, etc., etc., many of them in there. I think they're all demonstrating fantastic storytelling.
While the nominations were read in London, BAFTA's thoughts are with Hollywood and the deadly wildfires.
What's happened over there has been devastating, and at the moment what we are primarily concerned for is everybody's safety.
The BAFTAs will be handed out February 16th, just a few weeks away from the Oscars. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.